With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories on a special Sunday edition of News AF, May 16th, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual news.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are, working the weekend to bring you all of the latest actual factual news. And here we are with a man who every day is a weekend for pickleball's top influencer. Here he is. It's Tyson Apostle.
What's up, dudes? I don't know if any of you guys saw the breaking news this week on Instagram, but my partnership with Fila.
Oh, I saw those pictures. They're very lovely.
It's official. Thank you. It's official. The best thing you can do as supporters and lovers of me is just interact with those posts, honestly. And that's would go a long way. It's a small thing for you to do, but it does mean a lot to us out there that are on social media.
Sure I liked it. I should have done a comment, though, because that's what you're talking about, huh? Yeah. Comments.
Comments are great. Likes are great. Everything is better than nothing.
Comments right now.
I mean, if you're seeing it, why not just click the heart button anyways?
Yeah,
right?
Don't be stingy with the hearts. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything. We give so much free content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't want to leave a record of all the things you like. You want to have some mystery.
Some mystery, correct, yes. But anyways, it means a lot to the people who have supported me, and that is why I am now partnered with Fila. And there may be Tyson gear in the future. Right now, no. But I am wearing this pretty cool shirt. It's a pickle playing pickleball, and that is made by Fila. So
okay.
I'm super excited. And,
live comment, post it.
Nice.
Is it Pickle Rick? Playing pickleball?
I don't think it's cool. Pickle Rick. No. I bet licensing.
Obviously,
This guy is like almost even more jacked than Pickle Rick.
Wow.
I think, a more jacked pickle than Pickle Rick.
Let me see. Your face is covering the pickle face.
Would that be a cucumber, Rick? Pickle?
Is that your face when you are striking the pickle with your paddle?
Probably. I don't think my faces are a lot worse. I actually posted a picture and a fan took the picture of me playing pickleball and zoomed in on my face. And I was just like,
you didn't model for this pickle, did you?
Yeah.
Like that, is that pickle a representation of your body as it is right now?
I think it's more of a representation of your body. I think it seems a little
those legs,
too vascular,
sure.
The legs in the quadrosaurus.
Is that pickle sweating?
I don't think so. I think that's the bumps on
texture.
The pickle.
Texture.
Of course, a man who knows all about the sweatiness of pickles, Danny Bryson is here. Danny, how are you?
So good.
Danny, would you rather eat a sweaty pickle or a sweaty piece of cheese?
Oh, yeah. That's gross.
Yeah, this is really gross to start off the show.
You know what though, pickles, you eat pickles because you need those electrolytes.
You do, the salt. A lot of people don't know that, but you can actually buy just the pickle juice to drink. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of endurance athletes crave.
I honestly should probably drink pickle juice when I'm out and about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Danny sweats a lot. He sweats all the good stuff and the bad stuff out. Rob did just eat, and when I joined on the show, he was describing to Danny a homemade everything bagel
protein explosion.
Protein explosion. So he takes Greek yogurt, puts it in a bowl.
Peanut butter.
With peanut butter.
Powder.
With peanut butter powder. Turns that into a peanut buttery glop. Okay. Then he adds everything bagel seasoning to the top of it.
And a rice cake.
Eats it with a rice cake.
Yeah.
Do you break up and crumble the rice cake or do you slather?
In a Ziploc bag and then
smash it up.
And you're doing this because you love it or because it's healthy for you?
I enjoy it. I think it's good. And also, yeah, try to, you know, get all my things correct in my fitness pal. So, yeah, but I don't like to talk about food on podcasts because then I get a lot of like, ew, gross, you suck. Why don't you eat something normal, loser?
Yeah, I mean, don't write a cookbook for sure, Rob.
I wouldn't want to each their own. Screw you.
Wow. Aggressive people food shaming.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I talk about what I eat and then be like, oh, I wouldn't eat that. That's disgusting.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not for everybody. The
Wrong with you?
Rob sees everything bagel bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but you know what? Respect.
Yeah. Lately, I've been trying to eat a lighter breakfast, and then I try to save more of the fun
caloric
stuff
intake
for later in the day. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
You've got a system.
Yeah.
And for a long time, not that anybody cares. I was doing it backwards. I'm like, oh, I eat a big breakfast, gonna fuel up for the day. And then I found myself more hungry at the end. I'm like, boy, I feel like I'm really depriving myself here with this small dinner or small lunch.
Yeah. Eggs all day, every day used to be your motto.
No, that was Danny.
Eggs for days.
That was me. Yeah. But no, I'm trying to eat a smaller breakfast and then have bigger lunches and dinners. And I feel like that it's more willpower less willpower at the end of the day. So it's nice to have a bigger meal. But enough about me. Let's just talk about the reason for the season of. So we're here on a Sunday. I thought it was because Danny was going on an adventure. But Tyson, it's because you're being a good dad.
It's because I'm being a good dad again.
It's all he's got in the bag.
Bergen has her kindergarten program on Tuesday. So Tuesday morning, I'll be at the kindergarten program instead of here recording with you fine fellows. And it sounds like Danny is planning trying to plan quite the adventure. It's fully dependent on his private jet pilot
Hardly. I mean, it'd be cool if he could go. There's so many factors. Weather, airplane tickets. Mm-hmm. It's trying to get everything to line up. Plus, I just got back from an adventure. I climbed the coolest sounding mountain ever. It's called Mount Sneffels. I think that mountains would be less intimidating if they had cute names like that. It's in Colorado.
Okay. Was it a 14,000?
A 14er, 14,150.
You get all the way to the top?
Yeah. We skied the Snake Couloir. Mm-hmm. Wasn't actually very good skiing. It was like survival skiing. You just try not to fall because you'll
doing it for the gram.
You'll bounce all the way down. Actually, I don't know if I posted one thing on Instagram, so I do it for the boob, the YouTube. Or in the boob. Boob tube. YouTube.
Boop.
That's what I do it for.
We can edit this, right, Rob?
Why would you want to? Everything I just said I'm not ashamed of. But yeah, I do it for the tube.
Okay, cool. Tubular. So where can we find that?
Mediocre amateur.
Okay.
On YouTube. So yeah, it's been an interesting week. I'm glad we're doing this early though. This is like sometimes too much time between podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is our weekend edition of News AF. We'll be back next week, back on our normal Tuesday time.
Maybe.
Slot. Yeah.
I'll be in Utah next week, but I should be able to still do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
For May 25th. Okay. All right. And that is the last News AF I'll be doing here from this location as I'm packing along the way for my move.
Mm-hmm. But you're only moving to the apartment upstairs.
Yes. Upstairs and across the country. That's
okay.
But let's get into our top story at this hour. Of course, Tyson has long been one of the staples on the social media platform known as Twitter. And this week, Twitter has announced that...
Wait.
Yes?
I want to share a fun story about I was early on Twitter. Did you say that facetiously or in actuality? No. As they came out, I was on Survivor Token Chains, 2009, probably.
I think I've got you beat.
Yeah. Why would I be facetious about that?
I just didn't know if you were knew actually that I was pretty early on Twitter.
I mean, I remember.
I got on there and nobody else from Survivor Token Chains hadn't aired yet. It was going to air. And I remember thinking I should get every single cast member's handle on Twitter and then sell it to them. And that was going to be my plan. Can you imagine if I would have just tried to get
what happened?
I thought that it might be a little too dirty.
Mm.
Isn't that what Survivor's all about? Strategy?
I know.
Doesn't matter how dirty. Well, lying, cheating.
Too late now. But
hiding idols in your pants.
Mm-hmm. You get it. Yeah, you do. Yeah. And I wish I would have now in hindsight, but it seemed like a lot of work because I think I would have had to open a new email address.
Big problem with this plan. Survivors have no money, Tyson. Only one out of every 18 or 20 have any money.
It's true.
That's
the
beauty. Tons of little crimes, you know, but, I mean, undetected.
Even $100 is something, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially to young Tyson.
Yeah.
$100 to young Tyson is like
2 months. Yeah, that would have lasted me 2 months.
A pair of pants.
Yeah, that's a half pair of pants, or I could have gone to dinner 3 times.
Also, $100 in 2009 is worth a lot more than $100 in 2021.
Yeah, that's true. $7,200.
Yeah, think about it. So anyway, Twitter has announced that they are going to be launching a new service called Twitter Blue, which is going to be more of a pro version of Twitter, which will cost $2.99 a month, where Twitter users can unlock features such as undo and bookmarks. Now, this was something that we were talking about before we came on of what is the difference between undo a tweet and delete a tweet. It does not seem as though undo is edit a tweet.
Yeah. If it were edit, like you can edit a Facebook post or an Instagram post after you post it, you can get on and change the wording or misspellings or whatever. Or you can do tricky stuff where you're like, name your least favorite survivor, and then everybody's like you, and then you go in and edit it to say name your favorite survivor and all the answers are you, like you can do funny stuff like that. But if you could edit the tweet, I would pay $2.99 a month to be able to edit my tweets. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to pay $2.99 to push the undo button instead of the delete button because they're the same.
So the undo tweet feature appears to be a like 5 to 30 second queue in which you can send a tweet and then have a little bit of a countdown clock of
I shouldn't.
Sure you want to send this? Yeah, like 29, 28,
don't love that.
27, 26.
Actually, I don't mind that, but I wouldn't pay for that feature.
That would add a lot of pressure. That would add a lot of needed pressure for people to really review. Like a countdown, like this will be frozen in Twitter space for eternity, and it's going to happen in 15, 14.
Well, there's a few times where you do hit tweet, and then you're like, oh, I put your instead of your, and then you get harassed for it if you don't. So then you delete it real quick and redo it. So there are those moments, but I thought that was
endearing. I thought misspelling and poor grammar was
It makes you seem like you're one of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the undo feature. There's also the bookmark feature where you can then save a bunch of tweets that you like and organize them into collections to find at a later date. Danny, have you ever wanted to go back to some tweets that you really liked?
Now, I think this is more for bookmarking tweets you don't like, and you're going to come like a hammer down on the person. You're like, I just don't have time right now to insult them. Let me just bookmark these. I'll get back to them when I have a little bit of time so I can really work on my insults.
You're like making a file about somebody about like...
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's going to get it. Yeah. I just need to come up with something clever.
Like, all right, I'm going to...
That's true.
Like, this person is about to get canceled. I'm just like getting the receipts together.
I always screenshot. I do screenshots. So bookmarking doesn't work because they'll delete the tweets and then they're no longer there. You have to screenshot anyway.
Yeah.
And then you can have that countdown, which is like, oh my gosh, it's going to go out. It's going to go out. Oh, it just got sent. Yes. I just crushed that person with that insult.
Yeah.
This is really great. $2.99. Yeah. Actually, I don't really see a lot of people using this, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think if you're verified, they should just give you that for free. Yeah. If it's ad-free, that might be something.
Well, that's the other thing, that being advertisement-free is also a possibility that they're looking at as part of Twitter Blue, but not yet at this time.
Not yet at this time, which mm-hmm. means...
Yeah. That'll be a $10 upgrade.
Yeah, they're gonna sell you on the Blue with the... not promise that eventually they'll get rid of ads, only to not get rid of yeah. ads ever.
That's like Apple. They got a feature they could put in the phone, but like, well, what will we do with the next version to justify a $1,200 phone? Yeah. Let's just hold this one back.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's why I bought AppleCare for 2 years, because I'm going to hold this phone for 2 years.
Tyson, another thing that Twitter is rolling out is a tip jar feature on Twitter. That are mm-hmm. you upset that do you feel like that when you were a prolific Twitterer, more so than today, you used to spend a lot more time writing and composing tweets. That do you feel like that you missed the boat on getting some cash sent your way for a particularly quippy tweet?
No, I mean, I can still light it up if I need to. I like the idea of the tip jar there. I don't think that it's mandatory that, you know, like you put it on Twitter with it being common knowledge that people will share it and read it for free. And that's just part of the deal. But it is always, it's nice to see those things come through. Like somebody really appreciative is just like, hey, this thing, you know, brightened my day. Here you go. Like it's that's a give relationship right there.
How do you think that the Twitter tip jar is going to work, Danny? Do you think it's going to end up being more like GoFundMes? Do you think it will be more like OnlyFans?
I think it'll be like what happens occasionally on this show.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think there'll be a little money sign underneath the tweet, and you can just click it and be like, what dollar amount would you like to send to this person? And just
69
like,
cents.
Yeah, 69 cents all day, every day.
Yeah.
When I put my Venmo out into the world, two people hit me up for... one was for $69 and one was for $420. Mm. Both hilarious amounts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, as Twitter Blue is working on their rollout, let's talk about another places where a woman thought she was about to cash in big time on winning the lottery. Unfortunately, the winning lottery ticket got put into the dreaded washing machine. Tyson, are you still playing any lotto?
I do play lotto. You can still recover this.
Yeah?
If you have your... They give you a receipt a lot of times, and if you paid with your debit card, they do have the time and date and location of purchase, which if you're purchasing a ticket will be there, and then they match that up with the cameras and stuff. So if she truly had the winning lotto, they will figure it out a lot of times.
Here's the problem with this ticket thing.
I always take pictures of the tickets.
Claims she ran. Says, yeah. This is just her word. Oh, dude, I had the winning ticket, too. You know what I mean? What evidence does she have?
And that's what I'm saying.
Why is this being picked up as news?
That's why you go and you say, okay, here's where I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the time. Here's my debit card. If you're paying with cash, that makes it a little bit harder.
$26 million ticket. You know, that's how much the lottery was for this supposed ticket that she washed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of pickles right there.
It's a lot of pickles. So there is video surveillance footage of the woman buying the ticket. But lottery officials are saying that's not enough. Now, here is the rub. Before you feel so terrible for the woman who missed out on the $26 million prize, if she cannot find the ticket or the claim cannot be verified, $19.7 million will go to California public schools.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So which side are we got on? That
regressive
tax. That's how the lottery always works in every state. If winnings aren't collected in the allotted amount of time, which I think is 6 months, it goes to the public schools of that state. Almost everywhere.
So it says here, Tyson, kind of what you were talking about before, that an individual needs compelling, substantial proof they were in possession of the ticket. Now, I always kind of thought that the gas station knew they sold the winning ticket because they always say winning ticket sold here.
They do. They do.
So
they do
where's the problem? They know
if she's paying with cash, they don't know the exact time because on those machines, you can know the exact time certain numbers come out of the machine. So if you match that up with your debit card statement, say, here's the purchase, was the time there. But if you're paying with cash, then there's not necessarily a timestamp matching your purchase. But I guess with the security video there, then they should be able to see what time those numbers came out of the machine and match it up, as long as there aren't 15 people in a row there all buying lotto tickets at the same time.
And it says surveillance footage isn't considered reliable proof.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That does seem stupid.
But then how does she... Is she just assuming she has the right numbers?
Well, she might choose the same numbers all the time.
Yeah, that could be it. And they know at the gas station that it was sold there. I'm just saying that if we can't use surveillance footage here in this situation, why can't it be used in the committing of a crime?
Well,
right?
Hold on a second, because committing a crime is different. This would be like if maybe somebody was accused of committing a cyber crime, and in the video footage, you see them go to a computer, but you don't know necessarily what they did at the computer. You saw the woman purchase a lotto ticket, but you don't know necessarily if the footage didn't like zoom in on the numbers she got.
Yeah, but Tyson's saying that they know what time the winning ticket was sold, and you could just match that with the timestamp. Very reliable, according to movies I've seen, on the video footage.
Look,
do you want me to go grab a...
Win the lottery, you have to have the lottery ticket.
Do you want me to go grab the lotto ticket on my kitchen counter and tell you all the information that's on it? And then you should be able to match it up. And unless they have 10 people in the line, they're all purchasing lotto tickets. If there's a slew of lotto tickets being bought around those couple of minutes on the security footage, okay, then you then have to investigate all of those people, see what their lotto tickets say, and do that. And maybe they're not willing to go through those links to make sure if this woman's the winner. But it's an interesting case. I think they do have enough evidence to decide whether or not it's her.
Mm-hmm.
But it fully depends on how many people bought tickets within that
small
time frame.
So I don't know if they know the time of the lottery tickets sold. So lottery officials are encouraging players to double check any tickets purchased that day at the winning location to see if they have the one that matches all six numbers.
You know what's going to be the most obnoxious part of the story is living around this one for the rest of her life and hearing this story retold every other day about how she almost won $26 million.
Maybe it will motivate her to get her bag and she gets it all together, goes on Shark Tank, makes $1 trillion idea, destroys
of
both
what?
Microsoft
like,
and
waterproof
Apple.
Waterproof lotto ticket holder?
Lottery pants slot.
Yeah. I actually had an idea yesterday where it's a phone case, but it's made out of those blue freezer block things that keep things cold, and then your phone doesn't overheat when you're filming in the hot sun.
Hmm.
I think that's an Arizona problem.
You throw the phone case in the freezer, and then you pull it out, snap it onto your phone. It keeps the phone cool while you're live streaming stuff from your phone.
Mm-hmm. Danny, what do you call it? Phone freeze?
No, something better than that. I don't know. I mean, we'll come up with it, but it's definitely an idea that would work, I think.
Yeah.
Gamers would use it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because gamers' phones overheat.
Phones.
Yes.
I don't know. They're sitting in air-conditioned environments.
If you're still... Games. Yeah, it's still that doesn't matter on a game mm-hmm. if you're gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've never played a game on a phone, but I do record a lot of video. I think that mm-hmm. it's an Arizona problem.
It's live streaming.
Eggs on your dashboard and overheat your phone in Arizona.
Live stream in the sun. That's yeah. what will do it. If I stay in the shade with a live stream, it's fine here if I put my phone on ice first.
Put your phone on ice.
Would you put your phone in the freezer before you do it?
No, I have a freezer. On my new Fila pickleball bag, there's a lined pouch that's insulated for drinks. And so I put a freezer block in there before I leave and put my phones. I'm a two-phone guy because I can live
stream. Drug dealer?
I can live stream and do social media at the same time. Yep. One phone I'm doing social media on while the other one's live streaming. Wow. Come on, dude.
I don't know. Two phones. I mean, you got one burner for the other family.
You're a YouTube channel. You're a YouTube channel owner. You should.
Come on.
Also, guys, I need like 10 more subscribers on my YouTube channel till I can live stream there. Why can't we get me to 1,000 subscribers?
10 more? Mm. Can't you just buy 10 more bots?
I could.
That's nothing.
I think I can say this. My nephew wanted me to hype his YouTube channel a while ago where him and his friends were like doing flips. And I was like, I can't. So what I told him I would. So then I got on and I spent like $50 to get him like a couple hundred subscribers. And he was stoked.
Yeah. I think that's great. You know what? That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, he was so stoked.
I mean, until he gets banned, but for now, he's
until he gets banned, or till he listens to this podcast, or till he realizes that all of them are bots created by the giant matrix we're in.
All right. Well, with $26 million, you certainly could buy a lot of things, including freezer phone cases and waterproof lotto pouches. But you may not be able to buy as many Legos as you once thought. They are a hot commodity right now. The price of Legos are going up, leading to Lego larceny. Danny, are you concerned about anybody stealing your kids' Legos?
Guys, want to give me 5 minutes while I put all the Lego sets in the safe?
In the safe. Dude, I have a friend that always, he's a toy collector. He buys, every time a new Lego set comes out, especially like a Star Wars themed one or some movie themed one, he'll buy two sets, one to put together and the other one to keep in the packaging.
Says here that one, the Lego Cafe Corner cost $150 in 2007, and now it's selling for $3,000. So take your money out of gold, silver, whatever else you've got, and dump it into the Lego.
Yeah. Forget world. The blockchain. Get on the Lego blocks.
The Millennium Falcon.
Sure.
Yeah.
That one seems to be a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to the point where in Europe, people have been stealing boxes of Legos from toy stores. There are three suspects that are from Poland, which were part of a team specializing in stealing the Legos most sought after by collectors. So
they're the crew you went to if you had a nice Lego target you needed them to hit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So they're like the Ocean's 11 of Legos.
Of Lego robberies.
Yeah, all driving around in their Cooper Minis.
Oh, for sure. These guys drove Cooper Minis. Mm-hmm. Thick-soled shoes.
Yep.
Yeah. Legos have gotten so hot. Do you have any primo Lego sets?
I don't.
My kid's building a Yoda right now.
Yeah.
He was working on it yesterday.
I
have tons of Legos. Well, I shouldn't say this. I'm making myself a target, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably sitting
What's
on a
your
gold
address?
Mine. I'm sitting on a gold mine of Legos.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
if people
expensive.
Want like Barbie Beach Lego.
They were a gold mine, but now they are not after you've opened them and played with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're still worth something, but they're definitely worth more in the
box. Our kids get so many Lego sets, like small ones.
They're all mixed together.
We set some aside. We don't open them or give them to them as like a Christmas gift and then re-gift for a birthday.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's infuriating that my kids have gotten like Lego sets that they already have. And then I say, oh, great. Nicole, this is perfect. This is the next kid's birthday gift.
But genius. That's what we do.
My kids, like, oh no, we lost the pieces. So we'd actually like to open that and build it again. Yeah. And my wife says, yeah, here you go. Here you go, kids. Open it again.
No, nope.
She's setting money on fire.
Not to lose the pieces.
Travis in the chat says his financial portfolio will be Legos, lottery tickets, and gasoline in trash bags.
Smart.
Oh, did you read that story about the woman whose car caught on fire? She filled it with her Hummer. Of course, it's a Hummer.
Yep.
She had filled it with gas.
Mm-hmm.
And it exploded.
Dude, some nice panic buying. And then the next one, you see this video of it burning.
Or the picture of the Tesla with the rack on the back filled with gas cans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. That was good, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into some science news. And
I love science.
Scientists have been doing some interesting research about animals and oxygen ingestion as, so many people have lung issues, not to mention everything that we've been through with coronavirus and its impact on lungs. So scientists have started doing some experiments on animals, specifically pigs and mice.
Their buttholes are very similar to our own.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what they've been doing is they have been feeding oxygen to these animals via the anal opening to supply oxygen directly to the intestines. And
that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
No, keep going. I'm just like, enough.
It's not crazy. I'll tell you why it's not crazy.
Yes.
Because you do suppositories all the time. You're used to absorbing things through your butt.
The butt absorbs things better than most things orally. So professional cyclists would a lot of times put a caffeinated suppository up their bum to get that
hit
quicker.
If you could just...
But
yes.
In Survivor,
yes.
If you are out somewhere where you cannot find clean water, you can put dirty water if you have the right tools up your anus and you will absorb the water so you can stay hydrated.
Yeah.
And I think it's less dangerous than drinking dirty water is putting dirty water up your bum.
Yeah. Why do you say in Survivor as if this would be like a practical thing somebody would do on Survivor?
I read it in a Survivor book preparing for Survivor one time and was
you
like,
you have a friend who did this.
So, I mean, you still need like a pipe, a way to funnel it. There's like so many things you would need to even
if
make
you don't
it
have
happen.
Water, all you get a funnel and
you get a funnel. Yeah. If you don't have access to clean.
30 liters of clear vinyl tubing.
And a solar powered pump system. Preferably.
Like, Tyson, what luxury item did you bring? Oh, I brought this pump and these tubes.
Funnel.
And a funnel. Oh, what's that for? I'm going to use the body as a filter for dirty water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll share this with anybody who's interested.
Way back when, how it was a stunt that college kids were drinking alcohol rectally.
Yeah, and that absorbs quicker, too. Yeah, so all of that absorbs quicker, so why wouldn't oxygen also absorb?
You know this is going to really shake up? This is going to shake up the scuba diving world.
As they're making these oxygen capsules, so you put 10 of them up there, and they all dissolve through at different
rates. Or you just
rates.
Pipe it through that channel, now your face is all free and clear. You don't have the bubbles obstructing
better
your
view.
Better
for pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pictures are a lot better. That would be crazy to be able to breathe through your butt and not have your mouth open, but be so, okay. It's like you're holding your breath indefinitely.
So you think that we need to get on the real Shark Tank or Sloth Terrarium with our anus breathing apparatus?
We need to get this to market. We need to be first to market. People are going to love it. It's going to be like, it's going to diaper shape. That's what we'll have, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's just this diaper-like thing with all of these tubes.
With like a plunger.
Plug the oxygen into it. Yeah. Oh, dude, this would be awesome. That would be so mind-blowing. I think I would actually be willing to do that if I could be underwater, mm-hmm. but not having to use my mouth, but still receiving oxygen. How do you get how do you get the byproduct out though, the carbon monoxide, dioxide, whatever, the CO2? How do you get
blow that out? Your nose.
So all you're doing is like, it's going in your butt and you're just constantly a slow leak out your nose and mouth. So you can still blow the little rings and stuff.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
There's a lot of,
Yeah. So the scientists are feeling like that this is a very promising discovery because a ventilator is a very expensive piece of machinery, and there are a lot of complications. You need to have somebody under anesthesia that you have to like a lot of problems, very difficult to intubate somebody, whereas this is not any more complicated than giving someone an enema.
Yeah, this is what it says. This is just a simple enema. By the way, I don't think enemas are all that simple.
Mm-hmm,
never had one, but from the idea of just squirting stuff up into your butt and then having it come out in a torrent, that doesn't seem simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, how can you be so flippant remark? Like, oh man, it's no ventilator, but putting things up there, that's, dude, we're doing that every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And probably... the person who is administering this device is the person saying, it's nothing. It's no big deal. And that's not from the person receiving the device.
Isn't it a known fact, too, that sea turtles can also breathe through their butts a little bit somehow?
Yeah. I am not sure about that.
I'm not either, but I feel like I heard that somewhere, and somebody can Google that and tell me I'm wrong if they want to.
The article closes out with this quote. Says, this is a provocative idea. Those first encountering it will express astonishment, and they are correct.
That's where we are right now. We're in the
I am astonished.
Yeah, what's step two?
Yeah.
Step two is just embracing it next time you go scuba diving. You'll be like, wait, where's the respirator? They're like, sorry, we're completely changed to a full anal outfit here.
Mm-hmm.
So they only had one step there, and that was astonishment. They haven't even fully sussed this out.
People will be astonished when this starts showing up in like airplanes. Like instead of the thing mass dropping down, something just pops up the seat.
Jams through your pants.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of astonishment when this new technique of breathing out your butt gets, accepted everywhere. And then next thing you know, it's like all this stuff is going in your butt. And you're
there's
going
to be stuff like
I'm astonished.
Oxygen doping where like cyclists will have a tube running up through their saddle.
Seat. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then, and then you'll the NFL and NBA on the sidelines, you'll be there and all the dudes will be on like massage tables face down with apparatuses connected to them to
see, look,
recovery.
We've gone beyond the astonishment phase. We're looking at phase two, implementation. Like we're thinking, we're brainstorming, where can we see this showing up in the next 10 years?
But the next space movie we see is going to be people exiting the ship to fix the ship from the outside with nothing
and the
but
hose
a pipe.
Goes to the rear
exactly.
Pipe.
Exactly.
So we all need to get comfortable with the idea of butt breathing because that's the future.
It is the future. I mean, we thought it was flying cars. It's not. It's breathing out our butts.
So could you imagine if you got to see to the future before you knew this article and you looked into the future 15 years, you'd be like, why is there a tube in every seat? And you would it would be so confusing to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is out of left field, this whole idea of the first article I read didn't call it this. It called it intestinal breathing.
Yeah.
I like how they've just gone right to the crassest way to describe it.
Hey, look, I gotta get headlines, Danny.
Yeah,
and it's got a ergonomic shaped plunger that you actually sit on and it suctions to you. And then
I'm thinking it doesn't have to be a tube. It could be like a face mask, just more for the crotchal.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like
region.
A face mask. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just as likely.
The only only problem is that all of us are going to have giant hickeys like the size of like bologna patties on our bums.
If you require oxygen, I don't think many of us are getting
or oxygen. Want more oxygen than we're getting currently.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which would probably do all of us well, don't you think?
Yeah, a little extra oxygen never hurts.
Well, Tyson, you ever go to like one of those like Vegas? I'm not sure if they even have still have them.
The oxygen bars. Yeah, never felt anything from that. Mm-hmm. Anybody who says they got some type of high off of that is a liar.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they lived in like the Himalayas.
That's true. They're coming down from
depleted.
Yeah.
Danny, did we ever talk about the man in New Zealand who was painting phalluses on his town's potholes?
No, but what a great article to follow up that on. Yeah.
So,
hey, this is one way to get attention to a problem.
Too many potholes. So a vigilante named Jeff Upson in New Zealand has gotten out his neon green spray paint and felt like, oh, you're not paying attention to the potholes? How about I spray phalluses over them? That'll get somebody's attention.
Is he in trouble for this? Because I feel like if you're like, hey, everybody, my name's, what's his name again?
Jeff.
Hey, guys, I'm Jeff, and I'm just going to be spray painting phalluses all over the roads. It's probably not a crime, so just go about your way. It'll help you see those potholes better.
His link
like he's
is
in trouble.
His link is Jeff Upson, Road Safety Campaigner on Facebook. By the way, this one that we have the picture of, that's been fixed. If he thinks that's a pothole, he really needs to come out to a place like Utah, because that is not a pothole.
Mm-hmm. That's a fixed pothole.
That is a fixed pothole, but it has a wang on it with a weird line down the middle, which really makes you wonder what his wang looks like. Mm-hmm. By the way, you're really taking a risk when you draw a picture of a wang because you might be a little biased to your own, and you might be giving up a little bit more information than you think just by assuming everybody else has the crooked wang you do or the one with the line down the middle.
Yeah, it does appear as though circle is substantially 15 to 20% larger than
the left
circle.
He's got an engorged testicle on the right. I mean, he's
and
really
is this like
up.
Trademark look, so all of his have this.
You draw what
we
you
only
know.
See one. Yeah.
You draw what you know, and when he looks down, this is we could assume that this is the aerial view he has of his own area.
Yeah,
I mean, it is true if you're not putting in the effort to study more of these articles, then all you really do know is what you have, and you assume that that's normal, and it could very well not be normal at all.
Yeah, and you know how people are always recognizing a person has a problem, like, oh, that newscaster has an enlarged lymph node or whatever, go get that checked out. This might be another opportunity to be like, this guy should probably go get that right testicle checked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely have a complex now because I don't know if I'm correct anywhere.
Draw a picture, and then we'll see if we have any doctors watching.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, Mr. Upson is now in a little bit of trouble. Now, his point of view is that he is remaining optimistic that they'll fix the road, and they'll accept the only reason I've drawn on the road was because the road was unsafe to start with. They don't see it that way. They are now going to be filing some legal action against Jeff Upson.
Legal action.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think that we all saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Did we? He didn't. This will get it fixed.
Spray painting public property.
Yeah, it's never a good idea. Oh, that one's a legit pothole. He's got his foot in it to give it some size and scale. That's nice. Yeah.
Do you feel like that perhaps that if he just took his neon green paint and just spray painted the pothole neon green and didn't make them into phalluses, that would he be prosecuted to the point where they are coming after him? Would he not be seen as more of a heroic figure of, hey, I want to make sure drivers see them. I don't want people driving over them. I want to call attention to something. Like, I think that he would be viewed more favorably.
Yeah, that's
the thing is, you start spray painting and you're like, you get bored with circles. You're like, well, what could I do next? And then your inner 13-year-old is like, dude,
two circles in an oval.
Wieners. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So simple. Such a simple design. Everybody instantly recognizes it. Probably one of the most recognizable images out there. Draws the eye right to it. So I can see myself doing that.
Can you tell what it is from the driver's seat of a vehicle, though?
It could also lead people to want to steer into it.
Yeah, or look at it.
Yeah,
do
distracted driving.
Yeah, yeah, like, what?
Slow rolls past.
Yeah.
drive, look the other way. Do you think, Danny, that perhaps that even if his town had no potholes, like he had an itch?
And I think he did.
Was to spray paint phalluses, and this was a convenient excuse.
He was looking
excuse.
For an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? He dresses it up as a public service, which is a pretty good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well,
he even created a website
good about
it.
Yeah, he was real aggressive. But now, the law's coming down hard. He's probably going to go to jail and see more wangs than he wanted.
The good news about going to jail in New Zealand is that they just leave the doors open and it's on your own. I think.
All right. We're going to get to Danny's bolt hole. Let me just... we reached out to our Group AF group where we get submissions for so many different stories that we cover each week on the podcast. And we always appreciate those from our listeners. But I started a question thread today see if... people had any questions for us here. I thought that this was a little bit of a special day that we're doing the podcast. So maybe check in with the listeners. This is a question that comes from Laura Catherine Dalton, who says, I'd like to ask Danny his thoughts on having to take his kids to another kid's birthday party when he isn't already friends with the other child's parents. It's a very specific question.
Simple.
For Danny.
I don't go. I would never go.
No matter what, even if Liz couldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I would keep the information from my kid.
I'm different. I would go because I know it's going to tire my kid out, and I know it's time.
It's
going to
tire you out. All that small
talk?
No, because
I can sit there and be on my phone.
A five-hour gym session.
For me, I look at it as more of like a...
So you're Bergen's dad? I mean, that's how the conversation starts.
No, I mean, but like there was when we were going to go to a week ago, we missed it, but it was at a trampoline gym. And so the kids are all just running around and I can just sit outside because the trampoline gym's open to all still. It's not like they reserve the whole thing. So as long as you're not mingling in the party room specifically, nobody knows who you are related to. So those are fine. And I also, for me, I think it's
important.
Do you
just play with your kids, Tyson, or are you talking to the other parents?
I mean, I'm cordial and friendly, sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like I need to, be the center of attention, even though I usually am.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, I can see Danny not wanting to. Danny is notorious for
I don't even like parties
trying
for myself.
Yeah, he tries his hardest not to create any new relationships that could,
Can't. Let me tell you a story. Just the other day, I went to my son's baseball game. He's 8. Mm-hmm. And I sat down in the bleachers, in the corner, back corner. And at some point, about halfway through the game, my boy came up to me, talked to me, and then he walked away. And the woman next to me goes, I was wondering what your connection was to this. So you're Ollie's dad. Your wife actually told us, meaning all the women there on the bleachers, that we would probably never see you here. And I'm like, first of all... Yes, I don't want to be here. I go. Well, that would normally be true. I said, but the alternative was to be at home with a bunch of my kids and their friends. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Was slightly better. But what I'm saying is, I don't like kids and friends and chaos and all of that stuff, plus strangers talking to me. And so that's why I went to the baseball game, because I could be isolated. And if my son had never come up and talked to me, no one would have said a word.
Yeah, but you can do that at a house, at someone's house, it's different. You then have to socialize, but...
That's what I'm imagining, is a house. I'm in someone's house. Do I take my shoes off? Put my shoes on? Do I accept their offer for food? I don't want to eat it. Don't want to offend them. Do I want to drink something here? Don't give me a glass from your washing machine. Your kid probably put his fingers in it. I'll take a paper cut. It's just...
You don't want a glass out of
warm.
The dishwasher?
Like a glass. Like, give me a paper cut that I saw removed from a plastic thing.
Wow.
And then, make sure the soda's cold. I don't want ice. I don't want watered down soda that you kept warm. So many things that I was just like, Liz, you go or nobody goes.
Yeah. See,
so
I
go.
Going to somebody's house is probably a little bit different. I've never even been in that situation because most people now rent places for parties if they're going to invite strangers over.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I'll keep you updated because I have not had to show up at a stranger's house for a party, but I have gone to Trampoline Center for a stranger's party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a few different questions about that. Are the guys mad that I didn't move to Arizona or Utah? Dan Sinensky wants to know that. And also Lance,
we're for sure
why,
upset about
why doesn't
that.
Rob move to Arizona?
Tyson's been texting me every day. He's like, dude, what did I do? Why won't Rob move here?
Mm-hmm. Rob knows how great it is here. I've told him a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not like
got
me?
All the ice packs for my phone.
Yeah, there isn't a number two pickleball influencer currently. It's still Tyson and then nobody else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's definitely opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy for Rob. There Rob is East Coast folk anyways, right?
From the East Coast originally, like a wildfire rages a couple miles from the house.
Wildfire season.
Yep. Which is very unusual to have wildfires in May.
Yeah, this early, that's a good sign for probably the rest of the year. Huh?
Well, also that it was they believe it was an act of arson. So not only are things bad, but people these lunatics want to set the forest on fire.
Wow. Yeah, that's just people ruining it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Especially
Danny, who's out there adventuring, and he's not a suspect. I'm not saying that he is. He's out there enjoying the mountains, and somebody else is ruining it for him,
setting them on fire, ruining the view.
Ryan Hudson wants to know if Danny records News AF on the weekend. Is he Danny Sunday now?
Oh, I like that. I think we have referred to me as Danny Sunday, Danny Monday, Danny Tuesday. No Danny Wednesday through Saturday, though.
I think it's usually been Danny Monday, right?
That's good. I like any of those. I like Danny Sunday. That does sound like someone who would, keep the law in a Western town.
Danny Sunday.
Danny Sunday. He doesn't put up with any shenanigans.
Yeah, Danny Sunday only takes 2 hours off a week, and that's to worship the Lord.
And speaking of that, Sam wants to know, does podcasting on a Sunday go against the word of wisdom?
Everything in moderation is kind of the rule. So this is very moderate.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. And it'd be the law. It was like, the Sabbath. Keeping the Sabbath day holy. That's what they say.
Okay.
So this is very holy.
But I'm drinking coffee, which is against the word of wisdom.
Speaking of holy, let's get a little bolt holy with Danny. Ready? Open bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes!
I really feel like I can breathe in the bolt hole.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah, you can,
deep
you
breath there.
Can absorb oxygen in the bolt hole. Rob, are you drinking fancy water? Is that what I saw you put to your mouth?
Yes, Tyson, you're so interested in... so I have
Gerolsteiner, huh?
Yeah. So I buy this at Trader Joe's. Sparkling water, but then
you're a sparkling guy.
I drink it, and then I just drink out of this bottle regular water, like that. I just fill up over and over and over again for about.
And
4 days.
The way I saw you chug that, that's regular water. That is not sparkling water.
You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that.
Yeah, that'd get you. Yeah. Okay. Well, Gerolsteiner is fancy water.
Yeah. But the day that I get to actually drink the seltzer, I probably drink like 2 seltzers a week, and then I just walk around with the bottle for the rest of the
week. Is Gerolsteiner your favorite seltzer?
Yeah, that's my favorite out of those. I mean, I drink a lot of flavored seltzer also.
Seltzers like Perrier. Who makes the best flavored seltzer?
I drink bubbly, like cherry bubbly is my favorite.
Okay.
Tyson, if you want to learn more, follow Rob on his blog. What is Rob eating and drinking currently? Mm-hmm. And he'll keep you on all the updates of his favorite seltzers and yogurt mixes.
Yeah. I'm interested. I will subscribe to your newsletter. And now, Danny's bolt hole.
I came across a study that would be very helpful in for a situation we just talked about, your child's parties, meeting up with strangers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A team of scientists found that by activating the neural implants they embedded in a mice's skull, so we can assume this will immediately transfer this technology to our brains.
Yes.
Mice, humans, very similar. The mice would immediately start to engage each other and become friends. And when they turn the implants off, the socializing stop.
Hmm.
And I thought, how many of us would be willing to have this chip? It might be nice. You like take out your phone, Bluetooth connect to your brain implant, like put it on. Like you can choose between 1 to 5 how friendly you want to be. And you go into a trampoline party, you're going to be with strangers, set it to 3. And then like what happens? It would be interesting if you could talk to the mice afterward. Like what did you feel? What was the sensation? Did you lose control of yourself? Or was it like all of a sudden you were kind of like drunk and chatty? Yeah. Like, what is the vibe you get? But I just saw this. I thought it would be very helpful. I don't know if I'd be willing to do it, but it would be something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think that this is very similar to something that they have that's called alcohol.
Yeah, I thought about that. But what we're saying with this is that we're hoping that you're not getting angry drunks. Like, you're not getting the guys who they turn this on with their phone and all of a sudden they're fighting everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or crashing a car or any of that stuff. This is just like, hey, you go into a social setting, you take the little slider, go up to the, you know, super friendly or way cool party guy all the way at the top, and you like set it there. Okay. Maybe put a timer, like 2 hours.
So this
and then
is similar to something that they have called marijuana then.
Yeah. I don't like this for one reason, because now am I not going to be the number one party guy everywhere I go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, am I going to have competition?
Yeah.
I have this already, pretty much. I'm not
thinking about how many introverts are hiding a party guy deep down inside.
Dude, it will be crazy to see. And then also, when whoever is in charge of these takes these over, and then
everybody's being friends. That's all they ever wanted.
Too big of friends, yeah.
It's like the kid that had no friends is coming up with this, doing all the research, sells it through Facebook. Everybody's put it in their head, and he just did it because he wanted more friends.
So now, do you think the whole politicians should have to have this? If you want to become a politician, you have to put it in there.
Mm. Well, they already have it. You're not going to be able to glad hand if you're not that kind of person. You do small talk and be friendly and pretend.
Here's the problem, like I think with this. So, like, you go to the party, you get this turned on, you wake up in the morning, and it's like you're in a haze, and you look at your calendar like, wait, I've agreed to go to
brunch.
This have brunch in an hour. I'm going to meet this person tomorrow.
It comes with a phone, another phone app that locks out all your scheduling, all your ability to put in contact. So yeah, there's a counter one.
Yeah,
that is like your introverted self.
No, I got to be like Tyson and carry a burner phone to put like all of like my, oh, let me put it in my calendar.
It's not a burner phone, guys. It's a social media phone while I'm live streaming from my other phone.
Now, isn't it true? It is a burner phone, and that's what they call a phone baked in the Arizona sun. That when you pick it up, like you get a phone,
the live stream phone. Yeah.
Hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Kennedy is curious if it opens your brain capacity while you're in the moment. So, like, are you having, like, deep, super intelligent conversations about stuff you'd absorbed over all your lifetimes of watching television?
So much absorbing.
Or is it more superficial and just, like, howdy-do?
Oh, I think it's superficial. Okay. That's kind of how I picture it. Was just imagine... Small talk is so stupid, and the reason it's stupid is that we cover, like you said, superficial information that most people don't even want to talk about. What do you do for work? You
know, I love your hat. From. Can I just say that that is a great hat?
Like, let's just say that it has you jump right into, like, Tyson's thinking deeper conversations, like, so how's your marriage?
No, not like, how's your marriage? Just like, hey, no, more like this. So, hey, did you see that new study about breathing through your butts? I think it's kind of interesting. What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into it, and then some guy's like, I'm actually a doctor of butts.
I don't think you want to open up with butt breathing. If you're meeting someone for the first time, you got to come in soft and easy.
What do you think?
Can't go straight to
breathing?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, people meeting me for the first time who don't know who I am, asking me about my job, is the worst, most uncomfortable moment for me.
That's what I said too. That's why small talk is so dumb. I would like.
But some people are just like, I'm a firefighter, and you're like, oh, cool, that's such an easy answer. And they're like, what do you do? And I was like, well, I mean, right now, I'm kind of like a social media marketer influencer. And they're like,
I already don't like you.
And how many bad you just described? Yeah. Tyson? So,
yeah. And they're like, how many followers do you have? I'm like, I don't know, tens of thousands. Oh, that's pretty good. And that's all you do? Well, I mean, I was on TV before. Mm-hmm. What was it? A Survivor. Oh, cool. You were on Survivor. Did you win? Yeah, I won one of the four times I was on. Ooh. You were on four times?
Brag. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luring them in, Tyson. Yeah. Next thing you know, you
guys are talking. No, I really don't like telling people
it's
that.
It's not fun, Danny. And
no, I understand. Why do you think I wouldn't go to the kid's birthday party?
You know, I tell people about what I don't want to, and then I do, and then I see like the look of shame in their faces. They feel very bad for me, and they really feel very bad for my wife. Of like, oh... Yeah. All right.
So. I just don't think you could come in and have a deep conversation.
You're still doing that? Yeah.
You're still doing that? And you made enough money to then just be where you're at?
But your wife works, though, right? Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. What a subtle slap to your face, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't think Ty
used to watch that show. Mm-hmm. I used to watch that show. Okay. Well, they paid me the same even when you stopped watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know. So, yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't know.
Tyson,
I don't.
We need a burner job that we can tell people.
I mean, I could make anything up.
McDonald's management.
Yeah. I mean, you could. Yeah, I was thinking of something more.
What do you do? I work at McDonald's. No, they're not going to carry on a conversation with you after that. I manage the McDonald's
very boring.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you ever put your feet in the buns?
It has to be boring, but it has to be better than what they've got going on so that they are the ones that feel shame. So just be like, I manage McDonald's. They're like, oh, and you're like, by that I mean I own 17 franchises.
Oh.
And then they're just like, oh, and then you're like, okay, see ya.
When you talk to someone, when you first meet them and you're doing all this early discussion stuff, all you're trying to find is like a pathway to something more interesting for, you know, if you're actually trying to have a conversation with someone.
Faith says accountant, conversation over. I've always just been interested in math.
No, I think it ends. If you say you're an accountant, that's about as dead end as you can get. My sister's an accountant. She's super boring.
Yeah, good money, but, you know. You're not the life of the party.
Yeah. I just have to
find a guy that's been on TV.
That these parents, that the dad follows the NFL in some capacity. If I can get there, I can make it.
Common ground. Mm-hmm. Talk about the Jets. Fellow Jets fan.
I can talk about any team. I can talk about their team. That's fine.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Dan, anything else in the bolt hole?
No, just that brain implant that will make you friendly. Exciting. Mm-hmm.
That is exciting. I won't be getting that done ever.
No, brain implants are just way too invasive.
Yeah.
I like the idea. I just don't like the idea of you cutting open my skull.
Mm. Yeah.
It fused together after birth for a reason.
Anal breathing, fine. But it gets too invasive when you're then putting an implant into my brain.
If you're cutting my skull with a saw and I can be awake while it happens, I'm not into that.
Well, isn't it just a punch where there's like... There you go.
You think it's like a hole punch? Like,
yeah.
Right into your frontal lobe.
Yep. Or up your nose into that way or in your ear.
No, that's not any better.
Through the ocular cavity.
I don't think you can go through the ocular cavity. Into the
You hear that, scientist? Danny's challenging you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get to the brain anyway. You get to the brain through the bottom of your foot if you have a long and sharp enough probe. So
you think that's how they do it?
I'm just saying the ear canal has one possibility. I just can't. I don't know. Does it go up into this? I don't know how all this works. That's why I don't want them putting a chip in there. It's got a protective layer for a reason.
I mean,
fair enough.
Maybe, but maybe those reasons are past. And now that the future is here, we can all go around with super soft reptilian egg-like textured skulls rather than reptilian eggs are soft and squishy and it's weird.
I like the description. Didn't really visualize it, but it sounded great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
Oh, guys.
It's extended week off now. There'll be...
Tyson will be joining us here in Utah at the end of the week, so maybe I'll see him. working on
it. People are already asking if you're coming to play pickleball. And I said, he knows about the event. I can't promise he will be there or not.
I'm a grown man. If I had my chip in my brain, I'd turn it up to 5 and make the decision then.
Yeah, exactly. So Danny lives by no rules or measures of time. And that's the wonderful and terrible thing about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a weird way to live, but it's also great at times.
It's the only way Danny knows.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people do it when it's all fit together like a puzzle piece.
Clarify the schedule. Chaos. Asking for a friend. Clarifying what schedule?
Well, Tyson, I might show up. If I get a ride in a helicopter, I'll come. That's kind of what I'm basing this on.
And I told Matt that there is helicopter parking there, even though I have no idea if there's
helicopter parking. You can land a helicopter anywhere as long as you have permission to be there, or it's public land. So that's all you need is permission.
From who?
It's private property.
Well, if you guys are going to come up, I can get permission.
Okay. I don't know. I've never played pickleball. I don't know if Matt's ever played pickleball. But to be with the number one pickleball influencer is an honor in itself. So
yeah.
I'll make a 5% effort to get up there.
Okay, you heard that. There's a 1 in 20 shot of Danny being there. I'll take the over-under.
Rob, yeah. I do want to say something to Rob.
Yes, Danny.
And Tyson, you watch it too. So I've been watching The Circle.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
On your guys' recommendation. And there's one aspect of The Circle that really bothers me. Just only one?
In the apartments?
And this is the whole reason the show probably came about, for this very feeling that I get when I watch it. And that is when a real person opens up to a fake person and creates a bond that doesn't exist in the real world.
Yeah.
That irritates me. So I'm like, you could have made a friend right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are people who could make friends, but instead you chose to be a fake person. And this poor soul is opening up to you. Or, you know, doing something for you, thinking you're somebody else.
Fishing.
Yes.
That's why I think
seems so cheap and terrible.
That's why I think they hunt for the catfishes.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's why the show exists right there.
Is because you feel betrayed by a catfish. Even if they're being sincere, only their picture and their name is different than who they actually are. There's something about being duped in that capacity.
Yes, it's awful.
Yeah, it does feel awful. It's like the one girl was just like, I thought you were real. I thought you were real, and I thought you were real, and all three of you are fake. I don't know what to believe anymore. I need the brain chip now, or else I can no longer go out in public.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. So, yeah, just know that.
All right, Danny. Now you have to watch Too Hot to Handle.
What's that? Is that about catfishing?
No.
Oh.
It's another Netflix show. Chloe from...
I did watch Too Hot to Handle.
Okay.
Oh, Danny already watched it. He was addicted to that show.
I wasn't addicted. Liz, I typed in just to make sure that I'm correct about that. Yes, I did already watch this show.
Too Hot to Handle season 2.
Do I need to watch that?
I don't know. You might not. You might like it. I don't know. I feel like you don't really like the... you watch The Bachelor, but I feel like that you don't really like the trashy shows.
This is bottom of the barrel stuff.
Yeah.
We've been watching the Mayor of East something on HBO.
The Mayor
with Kate Winslet. Mayor, M-A-R-E. That's her name in the show. She's a detective. It's a detective thriller, murder thriller. That's shaping up to be pretty good.
Mayor of East Town. Right.
Mayor of East Town.
Okay. Check that.
So, yeah, Rachel loves those style of shows.
What shows are you doing currently, Rob?
I'm hoping to get through Succession. Nicole and I started it the other day. I feel like that's going to be our...
Ooh, Succession is fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that's a fun show.
Watch the first 20
Succession.
Minutes. Seems good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of ground to cover still. Tyson,
Mayor of Easttown is good, yeah.
What's coming up for you?
I have a pickleball meetup in Ogden, Utah on Friday evening, and they're giving us the whole facility. I'll be bringing a bunch of paddles to share with others. If you don't have your own paddle, if you want to come get a picture, it's all free. You just have to register on thepickler.com, go under events, and then find me on the Pickle Play app, which is where I usually respond to any pickleball style inquiries from fans, is on the Pickle Play app. It's free to download and then friend me on there. The Fila, I announced my Fila partnership, which was incredible, and more stuff to come. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it. And then I think I'll be in San Diego next month at some point in June.
Okay. All right. Lots of fun here today on a Sunday. So looking forward to getting back with everybody again 1 week from Tuesday. So be on the lookout for that. Got a lot of fun stuff coming up this week. Tyson, I had a chance to talk to somebody who you've had some interactions with on Twitter. Sean Clements from the Hollywood Handbook podcast. I talked with some Survivor about him. With him. Yeah. And he talked about that Tyson, such a funny guy, one of his favorites.
Nice. That sounds about accurate.
Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that. We have some special coverage coming up. And then, of course, I also got to watch Super Mario Brothers, the movie from 1993
that sounds
over
good.
The weekend on Robin and Kiva Need a Podcast. It is
sounds really
the
good.
Worst movie I think I've ever seen.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
Yeah.
And how did I not watch it? 1993?
Mm-hmm. That is how bad this movie is. It should have been the biggest movie ever. 1993, there is no hotter intellectual property than Nintendo and Super Mario Brothers. They made a feature film, and it is... nobody talks about it. It is...
Starring ever. Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, and it is a total disaster.
Very good. Yep. Well, I mean, Nintendo... still fairly hot commodity and the Mario franchise.
$48 million budget, which is a lot back then. Opening weekend made $8.5 million.
Mm-hmm. So they've probably almost made their money back by now.
I don't know.
Internationally, etc.
Maybe.
So
we'll see. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching us here on the special Sunday edition of News AF. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.